To another week of IBC News. Excited to get this broadcast out today. We're just getting things going, so we'll let people roll in for a little bit, get our co-hosts all up and running. But thank you, everybody, for joining in. Just hold tight for a few minutes, and we will get started with the news. All right. We've got Atlas Dow on the panel. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Trig? How you been?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Sounds like you're in a lumber mill.
Oh, no, it's raining outside, so I'm in my car.
Oh, okay. That was some funny background noise coming in there, but yeah, I can hear you. All right. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, that's the windshield wipers.
Oh, nice windshield wipers. All right. All right, guys, if don't hesitate to get down there and hit the likes and retweets so we can get some more people rolling in here to hear the news. We will get started here in just a second. Give everybody a minute or two more to get rolling in. But thank you guys for joining in right away. I bet you're excited for this week's news, Jacob. You got some personal news to report, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, things are going fast on our hands. On the Stargate side, yeah, and the market is looking great right now too. So I feel like it's a good timing.
Yeah, it's definitely the market's got those right color of candles that everyone likes to see. It's been it's been fun watching the activity lately. I'm not super into the DeFi side of things, but I definitely am connected enough to know that it's exciting times right now, man. There's lots of movement and activity. We like that stuff.
Yeah, and also I have a friend reach out, want to work in DeFi. He's a good dev. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, definitely. My dad messaged me earlier this week or last week or something, and he was like, I think I want to buy some of this Bitcoin. How do I buy some Bitcoin? So I'm pretty sure that's a signal of some sort when your dad starts messaging you about buying Bitcoin.
Yeah. Before we start, do you know any portal? Because I was looking for a place where you can see developer projects that are hiring. I'm investing in the portal for developer and stuff to get hired, but I forgot the link.
Sorry, I didn't quite fully catch that. Were you looking for a job posting portal?
That's what I'm looking at, job posting portal.
There's a few out there. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll try to hook up with you after the show and share that.
Let's get started.
Yeah, thank you everybody for rolling in. All right, we are going to jump into the news. So what's been happening? IBC team has developed a proof of concept for integrating IBC directly into the Optimism stack. Now, just to be clear, this is a proof of concept. It's not something they're actually planning on rolling out. They just wanted to experiment with the idea of the Optimism stack integrating directly with IBC, which is a really interesting kind of different direction for IBC integration. So really interesting stuff there. I'll share a link to that after the show so you can read up about how they did that. Who knows if it'll actually make it to implementation or if they'll go a different route. But it's fun to see new experimentation with how to integrate IBC into other ecosystems. Speaking of ecosystems, so Grayscale recently just announced their Dynamic Income Fund, which includes four blockchains from the Interchain stack. We've got the Cosmos Hub, Osmosis, Celestia, and Sai. So this is like Grayscale's kind of crypto ETF fund, so to speak. So awesome to see the, you know, the Interchain accounts or Interchain stack getting represented there. Definitely interested to see how that plays out in the future, but Grayscale is getting into the Interchain game. So everybody's jumping on board. We've also got an Osmosis news. So the Osmosis community is currently voting on enabling the Warp protocol, which is decentralized automation tools. So that has got some really interesting stuff. I'll share the link to that post proposal after the show. So make sure you follow along on Twitter and read up about what Warp protocol is offering the Osmosis community. And then moving on to Juno, we've got the Juno operations team has their first request for proposal live, discussing with the community about launching a community-owned decentralized exchange on Juno. So Juno's had sort of a long track record with bad experiences with decentralized exchanges. But so now they're looking at seeing, well, what do we have to do to make our own community-owned decentralized exchange? Interesting discussion. There's a recent space where they dove into it. So we'll get the link to that so you can hear about the discussion there. And moving on to just Juno Charter in general, it's amazing to see the Juno Charter in full swing. So they are prioritizing transparency. The Communications DAO is regularly putting out reports of meetings and conversations that are happening in these groups and how just keeping the community updated with what this new council is doing. So make sure you follow along with the Juno communication Twitter profile. We'll make a link to that afterwards. And you can get all of the updates on what this new Juno charter and all the different councils, how it works, what they're doing, what the members are, and all that kind of stuff. It's really, I think, interesting personally, because I'm fascinated by DAOs. Some people might find it a little bit boring, but what they're doing is pretty revolutionary, in my opinion. You don't see this level of transparency on an L1 chain anywhere in the ecosystem. So the accessibility for community engagement is unparalleled. Let's jump into some Stargaze news, though. Jacob, this is kind of your wheelhouse. You want to let us know what's going on with Stargaze?
Yeah, so Stargaze had like a amazing month, you could say. Last month, Stargaze just went above and beyond in all metrics. If you look at the market volume, all-time high, sell volume, all-time high, every metric you think of, all-time high on Stargaze. So look like they're doing something great. And they just add a station wallet on the platform, so now you'll be able to use Stargaze with Station Wallet. And one cool thing happening last week, Atlas DAO, we have our app live on Stargaze testnet. So it's a peer-to-peer NFT loan. Everything is we're close to mainnet, but we want to make sure everything works first on testnet. Everything's good. So far, it looks like everything is good. So that's some major thing for Stargaze. I'm excited about that too. That's the founder of Atlas DAO, but in general. So to touch on the EVM chain, we have Injective. So they just integrated with Etena. That's a big deal. It's a yield bearing stable coin, you could say. So that's live on Injective. And one more EVM chain, we have Kava. Kava just pushed USDT on Dimension. That's the new chain, the new Cosmos chain, you could say, live. So glad to see the USDT stablecoin going. And in general, Evmos, they just expanded the app functionality for like additional wallet like Rabi and Leap. So you should be able to use Leap Wallet with Evmos, Dapp, so. Yeah, so that's all I have for the EVM side. Why don't you take it over for talking a little bit about Dimension and others?
Yeah, so as well as getting USDT from Kava, Dimension is rolling out the NIM network. So this is their first roll app. Dimension recently released their framework for roll apps. And so NIM network is building the ultimate environment for AI games on Dimension. So that's pretty interesting. I'm definitely curious to see more what NIM has in store for the ultimate environment for AI games. It sounds very, very promising. And Dimension's democracy, I love their little catchphrase there. Governance process, they call it the democracy, approved their first AMM incentive proposal for adding liquidity incentives on Dimension. So now that Dimension's AMM is live, they are incentivizing it. So excited to see the community stepping up and making their voice heard on how they want the incentives to go for Dimension moving forward with that chain. Other chains moving forward, we've got Polymer going live with their test net. So Polymer is building interoperability between EVM chains and IBC. So this is a really exciting protocol. I've been watching Polymer Labs for quite some time. So it's awesome that they are in the test net stage, one step closer to full interoperability across all of the blockchain ecosystems. So moving right along with that. On to other news, we've got Checked Network. Their CC DAO just got another prop approved for funding their verifiable AI campaign. So Checked is trying to build a system of verifiable AI, which includes verifiable hardware. So network providers that are providing decentralized computing power for AI, the system would verify the hardware specs of these providers to ensure that the solutions being developed are being backed by the correct infrastructure that is necessary for, you know, having performant AI functionality. And then there is the second component of that is verifiable performance, right? So it's providing a system for ensuring that these providers are maintaining a level of performance that's necessary for these AI tools to operate in a decentralized way. You know, if the hardware itself isn't, if the providers aren't keeping up with the various performance metrics, then the AI tool will fall on its face. So that's the second component. And then the third component of is verifiable data. So Checked is wanting to build a system where the AI tools are ingesting verified data instead of just like randomly grabbing all the information that's out there, or, you know, pulling things off of social media sites. Actually providing a way for there to be a verifiable data set that these AI tools are trained on is going to provide much more accurate and reliable output from these AI systems. So the CC DAO is really pushing forward with this awareness campaign of what verifiable AI is and why we need it. So awesome to see the Czech community stepping up and, you know, supporting that with some fundage. They have some campaigns and stuff going on, ways for individuals to earn some Checked for being involved in this verifiable AI campaign. So definitely check out the links after the show and see how you can get involved in promoting verifiable AI on the blockchain. So we've also got Omniflix recently released some Explain Like I'm 5 snippets from various providers explaining how to onboard into the Cosmos ecosystem. So we'll provide some links after the show to see how these little snippets help get people more engaged with the Cosmos ecosystem and learn how these basic functionalities like staking and navigating around the IBC works. So Omniflix is really stepping up the education department. I think these short snippets are a really great way for people to digest complicated things in a very simple, straightforward way. So definitely check out those links. We've also got Shentoo. They have a prop up to reduce proposal time from 5 days to 3 days. I think this is a really interesting proposal. There's always this balance in governance, on-chain governance, of like having the right framework for how long proposals are posted before they get executed, giving people time to, you know, check in and get their votes out there. But you also need to have a timeliness about it so that things can progress at a reasonable rate. So Shentoo is pushing the envelope a little bit by reducing their proposal time from 5 days down to 3 to really accelerate that decision-making turnaround time. Other interesting updates, we've got the Terra Network. They've got a proposal up for reducing the minimum commission for validator, or setting a minimum commission for validators, excuse me. They want to set a 5% minimum commission to just help further secure the network. So they've got an explanation in their proposal as to, you know, why they think that minimum commission is beneficial to the network. A lot of chains have gone that route. So Terra is continuing along that path. Good to see people taking security, you know, seriously as we evaluate how validators and networks interact. So that's the update on that. Jacob, you want to jump in and give us some additional news on what's going on out there?
So right now we have Secrets making the move. So they just added, they just partnered with Union to enable ZK IBC interoperability. So that's interesting. Because I would love to see more of the secret as a service happening in Cosmos. So would love to see that happening right now. And also, Archery, they just went live with the reduction of the gas for the chain. So I think that was a prop that was launched by Gelato, you could say. So that prop passed. And also, Babylon making the wave. We have Binance Lab investing in them. To scale the Bitcoin security across Web3. They also went live on testnet with a pass that you could use. So if you have not, make sure to check them out. Most likely that will be used for something. And also on the Kujira side, they've been hinting on the NFT marketplace for a long time. So look like the Wank platform, we could say the Wank Hub, will bring the NFT marketplace to Kujira. So I feel like a lot of Kuji folks will be happy and excited to see how that's going to play out. And one chain that's been talking about lately, we have Migaloo. They just added passing to add AMP Osmo into the liquid staking module. So that's pretty cool. So that's a lot of thing happening there. Why don't you touch a little bit about Coelum? I don't know if I'm saying the word right. Is it Coelum or Coelum?
I believe it's Corium. I've been saying Corium. I'm not sure. It's always tricky when it comes to pronunciations on this. We got Articulate in the audience here. He's a real Corium proponent. So maybe I'll catch up with him after the show and he can absolutely verify for the correct pronunciation, but I'll go with Corium for now. So Corium's got their community-owned DEX Pulsera just recently approved adding liquidity on BitTrue. So that's a big step forward for the Pulsera community. And then the Corium engineering team is hosting a dev workshop at the University of California. So they are working to onboard the next generation of developers directly to the Corium team or Corium ecosystem. So it's really awesome to see Corium really focusing on this education forward kind of mindset. You can tell they're really building for the future because they are, you know, going straight for the next generation of developers to get them onboarded. You know, that's a long-term play. So, you know, they're here for the long haul. We've also got Router released their March edition of the Router Tech update. So if you've been curious what's been going on behind the scenes with Router, we'll get a link to that. You can read up on all of the interesting things the tech team's been up to over the last month. They put one out every month. And then we've also got Agoric is hosting a monthly onboarding seminar to help people understand how to get started in blockchain and Agoric specifically. So another great example of chains stepping up and focusing on the education and onboarding aspect of things, which is really, you know, it's the necessary step that we're in right now. We just need to onboard more developers, more users, all of that. So the education front is crucially important. And then we've also got, so Sentinel recently integrated with Decenter. So now they have a native decentralized VPN services integrated directly into your favorite decentralized browser. And there is currently an incentive program for early adopters. So we'll get a link to that that explains how you can utilize Sentinel's decentralized VPN services in the Decenter browser and potentially earn some DVPN tokens as rewards. We've also got the Akash community. They just recently approved their developer onboarding program funding. So this is another great example of education forward onboarding systems. So they are building, I believe they're using the Xeely tool to build this onboarding program for developers. So great to see them funding that initiative. It was a community-led initiative. Del Rey has been doing fantastic work for the Akash community, and he's been spearheading this. So I'm really happy to see him getting that support from the community. And we've also got a prop up for Akash to reduce the minimum deposit for deployment and bids. So the purpose of this is to increase accessibility for lower cost deployments, which I think is a great move for Akash, just maximizing accessibility across all cost points. Be really, really helpful for smaller and new projects to be able to access their tools. Speaking of accessibility in DPIN, we've got Kudos adding multiple new payment options. There's a whole list of different tokens you can now use as payment on Kudos Network. And they recently added an entire new data center to their compute, which is great, expanding where it is needed. And they have recently gotten listed on MEX and Uniswap. So a couple of different options there for trading the Kudos token. Great to see that expanding out. Speaking of expanding, we've got Fetch launching a new compute project. So they are incentivizing the adoption of NVIDIA GPUs to power their AI systems. There is a space coming up this Friday. We'll share a link to that so you can hear about what Fetch is doing with compute, expanding into that network, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's kind of the direction things are going. So good to see Fetch staying up to speed with what the ecosystem needs to build their tools. We've also got the ORI community passed the prop to enable the AI Oracle for NFT authenticity. So Rarible is providing this functionality. They will be functioning as an oracle for verifying NFT authenticity on chain. So this is a really interesting new development. Excited to see how that expands. AI-enabled authenticity verification is a lot of words that kind of make me think this is moving in the right direction. So good on ORI for continuing to push the envelope in the AI world. And they've also, ORI DEX just integrated MetaMask support and got their ORI X token listed on Uniswap. So ORI is expanding further out into the broader ecosystem. Speaking of the broader ecosystem, we've got the Lava network. So Lava is built to expand on RPC access for blockchains. This is, I think, one of the most crucial things happening in the infrastructure side of things in the ecosystem right now. Absolutely thrilled with what Lava is doing. The RPCs are largely unfunded, and it's such a crucial component to blockchain and interoperability across the IBC. So Lava is definitely doing some amazing work there. And they just launched their Magma, is a reward system for users of the Lava RPCs. So if you've been engaged or are interested in getting engaged with what Lava is doing, they have some points that you can earn in the form of red hot magma. Moving on to other infrastructure projects, we've got Kive. They've been just like growing like crazy. So there's a big long list of integrations that they've added since the last time we've updated. They've got Celestia, Polygon, and Zeta. And they've also added the XDeFi and Wallet Connect support. So Kive is continuing to expand their data verification empire into additional networks, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. And we also have Persistence, the liquid staking, one of the liquid staking hub in Cosmos. They just added support for Stars. So now you should be able to liquid stake your Stars to Persistence. And they also added some liquidity into STK Stars into the DEX called Dexter for Stars. So so if you're looking to do some GGN stuff, you got more option. Yeah, I haven't heard of Calypso before. What's going on over there?
Yeah, this was a new one to me too. I hadn't heard of Calypso, but it got tagged in by Crypto Dan, our resident crypto junkie, who's been keeping us up to speed on everything happening in the ecosystem. So thanks, Dan, for this link. So Calypso just started rolling out the first stage of their suite of interoperability tools. So they have a universal staking widget that they have introduced, and they have a whole long list of other things that are coming out afterwards. But the whole point for Calypso is basically making Web3 make sense, is kind of the gist of it. And they're focused on interoperability. And I guess in some senses, you could say like abstracting away the complexity of this multi-chain, you know, environment that we work in. So I'm definitely interested to check out a little bit more what they've got going on. We'll send a link out after the show, and you can see how Calypso is attempting to solve interoperability. Man, what a week. I can't believe that we got through all that in 30 minutes. Jacob, do you have any other news that we missed?
No, nothing. Nothing. I think we went through everything.
All right. Great. I love it when we come in under 30 minutes. That was awesome. Well, I appreciate everybody for being here. Sorry that we missed the last couple of weeks. I had COVID, so I couldn't even talk. It was insane. So it feels great to be back behind the mic and looking forward to keeping this rolling out. So as always, on your way out, please hit the likes and retweets to get the word out there so people know the news is ready. And don't miss out on next week. In between, in the meantime, if you see something interesting out there, hit that hashtag IBC news and you will definitely catch it.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel spaces.